What a sense of occasion! What noise!
Gaelic football, not to be confused with soccer, is a traditional Irish game where the goals look like rugby posts with a net underneath the bar. Teams can punch, kick and bounce the ball to get it to the opposing end and score by putting it over the bar for 1 point or into the net for 3 points.
He clips it beautifully and puts it over after 16 seconds. What a start!
Then there's hurling, a game involving the carrying or hitting of a small ball into the opposing team's end with a hurley, which resembles a hockey stick. It is considered by many to be the world's fastest sport. The games are native to Ireland and are run by the Gaelic Athletic Association, or GAA. But clubs have been founded worldwide, including here in Brussels, as is explained here by Irish MEP and former GAA President Sean Kelly.
Both Irish and non-Irish are taken to the games. It's very vibrant right throughout the world, which is very encouraging. And without it, an awful lot of people would never meet and would never associate with one another.
One of the non-Irish players on the ladies' football team is Jelena Radakovic, who is the club's secretary. Hailing from Serbia, she mentions here how she first became acquainted with Gaelic games.
When I was a student, I was working in an Irish pub here in Brussels. With a lot of Irish people working with me, they suggested I could try something new. You kind of feel that it's not a threatening thing to start when you're a bit older, so it wasn't something that you would feel that you can't do.
The games they play are usually organised into weekend tournaments, with various other clubs based around Europe. The club's hurling officer, Niall Goodwin, highlights the popularity of the games with non-Irish nationals.
There's actually a team of Germans that come over from Dresden, and there's only one Irish man on the team, which is funny enough to play with. And they're not bad, like, they run us close a couple of times. A ginger-haired man came down one day, couldn't look more Irish if you tried, and we asked him, what's your name? He said, Mick. Couldn't get a more Irish name, but he was actually from Belgium with no Irish connection. So he became Mick the Belgian, and he was one of our players.
Another member of the ladies' Gaelic football team is
We have a couple of Belgians, Colombian, Spanish. Our captain is actually Spanish, French, English. A good mixture.
They train at the VUB University, and Niall Goodwin says anyone is welcome to go down and to try out the sport for themselves.
So we have training twice a week, and it's on a Monday and a Thursday. So we'd be more than happy to have you down, because we always need players.
And for more information, go to belgiumgaa.be.